Поклонимся святому Господу Иисусу, єдиному безгрішному, Христу Твоєму поклоняємся, Христе.
Слава Ісусу Христу, слава Небіхі. Glory to Jesus Christ, glory forever. You are listening to Christ Among Us, a program brought to you each Sunday at this time to reach those who are elderly or ill and those who are not able to attend their church for Sunday worship. This program is sponsored by the Diocesan Resource Committee of the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of St. Josephat in Parma, Ohio, and by your contributions. Each Sunday, we will bring to you the Word of God. We hope to brighten your lives and bring you joy and solace.
Christos Voskres. Today is the fifth Sunday of Pascha. I'm Father Deacon Christopher. Our gospel reading for today is from John chapter 4, verses 5 through 42, the woman at the well. So he came to the city of Samaria, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well, and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw." And Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you have now is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." And Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." At this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman, yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come and see a man who told me all the things I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, the disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." Therefore the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say that there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for the eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, 'One sows, the other reaps.' I sent you to reap, And many of the Samaritans of the city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them. He stayed for 2 days, and many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." And now for today's reflection. Today, we hear of the Samaritan woman and her encounter with Jesus at the well. We are taught that God knows everything about us from our days of attending catechism. When the woman is talking to Jesus, he begins to tell her her secrets. I could only imagine what she was thinking. Could you imagine meeting a stranger and he can tell you everything about you? He knows every little good and bad thing about you. This is what the lady at the well was experiencing. We can hide things from others, but we can't hide from God. God knows everything about us. He knows the good and the bad and the ugly about us. We can hide things from others, but not from him. This lady must have had an indescribable experience unlike any other. Now I want you to look at this in your life. Let's say you went into the confessional to have your confession heard by the priest. You go into the confessional as always, and you say the normal, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." You tell him your sins, and when you expect him to give you absolution, he says, "Do you have anything else to confess?" What would you do? Would you tell him more sins that you were hoping to keep secret from him? Would you lie and say, "No, I've confessed all my sins"? Jesus knew the sins of the woman at the well. We are taught that the priest is the instrument that Jesus works through to forgive us our sins. Let's say that the priest was given the gift to say to you, "What about this sin or that sin that you committed?" In our lifetime, there was such a priest. Here are some true life stories. A man walks into the confessional and tells the priest that he's not prepared. The priest replies, "Don't say anything, just answer." The priest begins to list the man's sins with incredible precision. It was as though he could read his soul. Another man heard about this priest and went to see if he was for real. This man was an engineer with a serious knee condition. He went to the confession to the priest merely out of curiosity, but not out of any religious desire to receive the sacrament. He was an intellectual, he told the priest. He believed in God, but this idea of confession was rather too simplistic for him. He only wanted to meet the famous priest that he had heard so much about. The priest looked at the man silently for some time, then scolded. "Suppose you stop all this chatter and begin to tell me that it is now 20 years since your last confession, and that since the day when you were married, you have never again received the Eucharist." The priest had never met this man before, but he had received prophetic word of knowledge about the state of his soul. The man was so taken by surprise that he made a good confession, and later walking home, he realized that he no longer needed a cane. His knee had been healed. This priest was Padre Pio. The average confession made to Padre Pio lasted only 3 minutes. Padre Pio heard a total of about 5 million confessions. Padre Pio demanded that each confession be a true conversion. No excuses, no insincerity, but frankness, honesty, and firm resolution. We are given new life in the Holy Mysteries. We receive confession over and over again. In confession, we meet the living water, our Lord Jesus Christ. The water that once we drink, we will never thirst. Christ comes to meet every person seeking his living water. When the woman asked Jesus who he is, Jesus replied, "I who speak to you am he," meaning I am. Only Jesus could say he is I am. Christ tells the woman that he is I am. When Moses asked God what his name was, he said, "I am." Samaritans accepted Moses as the last prophet until the Messiah. When the lady at the well asks, "Are you a prophet?" she is asking him if he is the Messiah. And Jesus is telling the woman that he is the Messiah. St. Teresa the Little Flower wrote, "How few pledge their hearts wholly to him. How few truly understand the tenderness of his infinite love. Pledge your heart and receive the living water." Today's gospel reading shows a whole process of evangelization at work, beginning with the woman's enthusiasm. The same thing happens today with those who are outside, who are not Christians. They receive tidings of Christ through Christian friends. Like that woman, they learn of Christ through the church. Then they come to Christ. In his writings, St. John Chrysostom writes, "The effects of grace on this woman is remarkable. All her thoughts are now centered on Jesus and forgetting what brought her to the well. She leaves her water jar there and goes off to tell the people what she has discovered. The apostles, when they were called, left their nets. This woman leaves her water jar and proclaims the gospel, calling not just one person, but influencing a whole city. The woman at the well is known as the first evangelist or equal to the apostles. The church tradition says that the woman in today's gospel was baptized after the resurrection. We also know the name that she received at her baptism was Photini, the enlightened one, for she received the light of Christ and let it shine before all with neither fear nor shame again until the end of her life. Saint Photini and her two sons, Joseph and Victor, and her five sisters spread the gospel. After surviving many attempts to be martyred, St. Photini was martyred by being thrown into a well. The church commemorates her on March the 20th and on the fifth Sunday of Pascha. Jesus revealed to her the true worship, which is the worship in spirit and truth, and he tells her everything she had ever done, as she puts it. He shines his light into her life. Trying to hide, she finds herself exposed. But not exposed by her judgmental rivals, rather exposed to the light by her merciful and loving Lord. Sin festers in the dark and dies in the light. We are healed from sin, which is really a disease, by exposing ourselves to the light of Christ. This is why confession is the sacrament of healing. When we sin, it is as though we've been bitten by a poisonous creature, and our choice is to leave the poison in the wound to do its work of killing, or to draw the poison out into the light where it can do us no harm. In some ways, St. Photini is the perfect baptismal name. Some of the church fathers regarded all the mysteries of initiation into the church and into the body of Christ, baptism, chrismation, and Eucharist, to be a single mystery, which they called Photini, or illumination, or enlightenment. The one who receives Photini, the enlightenment of Christ through these mysteries, becomes for all of us illuminated or enlightened by the light of Christ. Like St. Photini, we are all subject to death in our sins when Christ encounters us at the well, or at the font of our baptism, or by confessing our sins, through which he shines the light into our darkness and illumines us. May we all, like St. Photini, having been filled with grace through the holy mysteries, live out our whole life with evangelical fervor. Like her, let us proclaim to everyone we meet, without fear of what they might think of us, the good news of Christ coming into the world and saving us from sin and death by his death and resurrection. Christ is risen.
Ви слухаєте радіопрограму «Христос посеред нас», яка виходить за сприянням єпархіального комітету ресурсів Української католицької єпархії Святого Єсафата, що у Пармі, Огайо. Ми пропонуємо вам разом, спільно молитися, подавати свої інтенції можна до церков ТВЄ або також у редакцію радіопрограми «Христос посеред нас».
Христос воскрес!
Из мертвих смертью смерть подолав, і тим, що гроба життя дарував, і нам дарував життя вічне.
Поклоняємось Його тридневному воскресінню.
Христос воскрес!
Воістину воскрес!
Дорогі Бог Христі, і сьогодні ми згадуємо, бо сьогодні є не просто день трагедії нашого народу, але це і сьогодні міжнародний день пам'яті жертви Чорнобильської аварії. Бо після тої аварії не тільки ми пострадали, і туди пішло в Європу, так же само і які наслідки, дуже складно сказати, бо тому що радіація – це така річ, ще до сьогодні, не до кінця не вивчена, і вона діє не зразу, і її наслідки не зразу видно. Чому я про то так вам розказую? Бо дуже багато з цим зв'язано. Чорнобильська аварія забрала тисячі людей. Є різні цифри. Але ми знаємо, що багато людей загинуло. Тисячі людей, коло півмільйона людей було задіяно на ліквідації аварії. Багато з них повмирали. Які будували там місто, щоб показати світу, ви знаєте. Знаєте, Радянський Союз, показуха. Показати, що все добре, люди живуть, все гарно. І вони їздили з колгоспу, 22 чоловіка. Всі помирали, всі. І то в дуже короткий період часу, за рік, за два чи за три, всі помирали. Бо тому що 26 квітня сталася аварія. А 1 травня в Києві йшли люди на демонстрацію щасливі, з прапорцями радянськими, навіть не відмінили парад. Чорнобильська аварія – це пам'ятник брехунам, пам'ятник тим і ціна байдужості до людини. Каже, що Бог не вмішався? Та Бог хоче, щоб людина, яка робить гріх, робить дурницю, щоб ми бачили результат тої глупости. І Бог так і буде працювати надалі. Ви думаєте, як ви будете грішити, Бог вас буде за руку тримати? Ні. Бог буде тебе підказувати, доки ти ще не грішиш, а ще тільки думаєш, то ніхто тебе не буде тримати. Бог дав тобі волю і хоче тобі показати, що ти можеш зробити своєю волею. Ти можеш як і будувати, і творити, так і нищити, руйнувати і вбивати. Вибирай. І дуже легко визначитися. Христос каже, по ділах ваших пізнають вас. По ділах ваших пізнають вас. І як за Чорнобильську аварію, ми ще будемо кашляти не один десяток рік. Так само і наслідки цієї війни. Бо то, що знищене, це не так легко встановити. Я вже не кажу про людей, які вбиті. Але саме головне, у який спосіб деякі вбиті. Де світ жахається від того звірства, до чого людина дійшла. А це індикатор стану, в якому знаходиться суспільство. А це і наслідки нашого кривляння. Ви скажете, на тобі маєш, яке кривляння? Смерті. Це то, що ми кривляємося. Ми не хочемо бути справжніми. Не буде людина мінятися, не буде каятися, буде біда. Чорнобильська катастрофа, яку ми сьогодні згадуємо. Скільки часу пройшло? Ми ще згадуємо і ще будемо сотки років згадувати за неї. Ми маємо сьогодні жертви війни, неоплакані. Загляньте в глибину своєї душі і зробіть там порядок. покайтеся, бо Царство Боже близько. Амінь. Зараз молимося Барастас за всі жертви Чорнобильської аварії. Благословення Господнє на вас і облагодаттю чоловіку люб'єм, завжди, нині, повсякчас і навіки віки.
Амінь.
Слава тобі, Христе Боже, надія наша, слава тобі.
Христос воскрес і смерть, смертю смерть подолав, і тим, що в гробах життя дарував. Господи, помилуй, Господи, помилуй, Господи, помилуй, благослови.
Христос воскрес із мертвих, смертю смерть подолав тим, що роба життя дарував. Істинний Бог наш, молитва пречисти своєї матері, святих славних всехвалі апостолів і во святих отця нашого Івана Златуста, архієпіскопа Константинограда, святого священномученика Артемона і тих, що з ним, і що їх сьогодні, і день, і всі святої. Нехай, бо милує, спасе нас, як ноги, і чоловіку любе.
Амінь.
Христос воскрес із мертвих, смертю смерть подолав, і тим, що в гробах життя дарував.
Христос воскрес із мертвих, смертю смерть подолав, і тим, що в гробах життя дарував.
Христос воскрес із мертвих, смертю смерть подолав,
і тим, що в гробах життя дарував.
Мирі, Господи, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
За блаженний спокій, Господи, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Що простилися всяку прощенню, вольному, невольному, Господу, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Щоб вони були прилічні до Авраама, Ісака, Якова, Господу, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Щоб оселити душі України живих місці світлому, де святі праведні спочивають, Господи, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Щоб неосудно стати на страшному суді Христому, Господу, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Щоб вони наслідували безсмертні небеса царства, Господу, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Щоб вони стали спільниками безперестанної радості від віку святих, Господи, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Щоб визволиться нам всілякої скорбі, ніби нужди, Господу, помолімся.
Господи, помилуй.
Заступи, спаси, помилуй, хорони нас, Боже, Твоєю благодаттю.
Господи, помилуй.
Пресвяту, пречисту, преблагословенну, славну, владичну ж Богородицю, пресну, Діву Марію, з усіма святим помінувши самі себе один одну, і все життя наше Христу Богові віддаймо.
Богові, Господи.
Бо ти і воскресення, життя і упокій, і всі жертви Чорнобильської катастрофи, і всіх померлих, що їх сьогодні поіменно споминаємо, Христе Божий, тобі слави необізначальні твоїм Отцем, пресвятим блим животворним твоїм духом, нині повсякчас і навіки вічні.
Амінь. Алілуя, алілуя, алілуя.
Блаженніших вибрав прийняв ти, Господи.
Алілуя, алілуя, алілуя.
І пам'ять їх з роду в рік.
Алілуя, алілуя, алілуя. Вибиною мудрости чоловіку любно все управляєш, і корисне всі подаєш єдиний Творче. Упокой, Господи, душі усопших рабів Твоїх, бо на Тебе уповання поклали, Творця і будівника, і Бога нашого.
Слава Отцю і Сину, Святому Духові, нині, повсякчас і на віки віків. Амінь.
Тебе істину і пристанище маємо, і молитви несу благо сприятливу до Бога, якого ти родилися, Богородице безневісна, вірне спасення.
Існа,
слухали радіопрограму «Христос посеред нас»,
яка виходить за сприянням Єпархіального комітету ресурсів Української католицької єпархії Святої Йозефата, що у Пармі, Огайо та інших парафій,
яку до ефіру підготували редактор Оксана Ларнатович, звукорежисер Зановій Левковський.
Запрошуємо вас стати спонсором релігійної просвітницької програми. Ваші пожертви просимо надсилати за адресою Dear Susan Resource Committee, Post Office Box 16319, Pittsburgh, PA 15242.
Мир вам і вашому дому!